It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Alec Baldwin was arrested in New York City Friday morning, according to TMZ. Witnesses say the actor got into an argument with another man over a parking spot. Sources say Alec had a friend holding the spot for him, but the other man swooped in, and Baldwin was not happy, and an argument ensued, and Baldwin actually punched the man in the jaw. The alleged victim, a 49-year-old man, was taken to the hospital. Alec tweeted, "Normally, I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false. I wanted to go on the record stating as much. I realize that it has become a sport to tag people with as many negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purpose of clickbait entertainment. Fortunately, no matter how reverberating the echoes, it doesn't make the statement true. But he did get charged with a misdemeanor and misdemeanor assault and harassment, so I don't really know."
I've never heard words like that before. What was the first one with the A?
Egregiously.
Okay.
Egregiously, but that's with an E. Am I saying it right? Why are you laughing, Joe? Am I not saying it right?
I don't know what word you're trying to say, but I don't think that's
egregiously.
Producer Porkchop,
egregiously?
Producer Porkchop, please. Okay. Share with him. What's the word that we're trying to say this morning?
I don't know.
It's egregious. Whatever. Fine. We'll move on to the next story.
I'm sorry. I can't read either. I'm a dummy. I'm just saying. That's a good word.
Whatever. That's a word. Whatever. Okay, Ryan Reynolds released a humorous campaign video jokingly telling people not to support Hugh Jackman for the new movie, The Frontrunner.
Hugh Jackman's upcoming performance in The Frontrunner has fooled some people into thinking he deserves an award. But before voting begins, some people should consider these facts. Hugh Jackman isn't his real name. It's Hugh Michael Jackman. Hugh Michael speaks with a charming accent, but he's actually from Milwaukee. He then walked off the job on Wolverine, adding to unemployment. Is this the type of amazing actor and nice person we want delivering a preachy liberal speech this award season? Or maybe there's a real foreigner from a bordering country who would really love it a lot. Think before you vote. I'm not Ryan Reynolds, and I approve this message.
I absolutely loved that. I thought it was so funny, and I'm just obsessed with Ryan Reynolds, so I wasn't surprised he would do something like that. And then in a 60 Minutes interview, Pamela Anderson criticized the Me Too movement and what she sees as modern feminism and says it isn't for her, and she sees it as destructive for men.
No one forced me to do anything. I think this feminism can go too far. I'm a feminist, but I think that this third wave feminism is a bore. I think it paralyzes men. I think that this Me Too movement is a bit too much for me. I'm sorry. I'll probably get killed for saying that.
You will.
My mother taught me, don't go to a hotel with a stranger. If someone answers the door in a bathrobe and it's supposed to be a business meeting, maybe I should go with somebody else.
I'm sorry, Pamela Anderson, that you find sexual harassment and assault a bore, but it does happen to people and it is real, and that's amazing that it never happened to you. You're lucky, and be thankful that it hasn't happened to you, but it is very real for other people out there. Just saying.
I think it's very real, but I kind of get her point, even though she didn't say it the best way, about like she would never, like if she was in a room, like a room and a guy's like a bathroom, she's like, I'd be getting the hell out of there. But I think those other women probably wanted to get the hell out of there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but she's also someone who is extremely confident. There's other women out there who are not confident and don't feel comfortable saying no to men when they're put in uncomfortable situations like that, especially if their career is on the line. What are you supposed to do? And Post Malone and his girlfriend, Ashlyn Diaz, broke up after 3 years together. It was reported Diaz broke up with him a month or two ago, but another insider claimed it was mutual. Post is recording a new album in Utah, and that put a strain on their relationship because he's been so busy. Diaz is reportedly pretty upset about the breakup and posted some drama about their relationship on Instagram, but she has since deleted the post, which I would be really upset too because Post Malone is the man.
Yeah, for sure. I hopefully they'll get back together. I like those relationships that last for a long time and actually work out right there. Let's go to some phone calls right now. I got people that want to help you out with the garbage. Bob, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Liz, the word's pronounced egregiously.
Egregiously. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Danielle, how do you say the word?
Egregiously.
What does it even mean? I don't even know what it means.
Oh, dear God.
Don't ask me to do that right now.
Oh.
I just know how to say it.
All right, hold on. All right, thank you. Let's see. Chris, if you're there. Chris, how do you say the word?
I say it egregiously. Not sure of the definition.
Okay, so no one knows the definition, but isn't there a word like egregiously?
Aggregate?
Agriculture?
Aggregate?
No, I don't know what I was trying to say. Never mind. I give up. I give up.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Wait,
Chris said, we do too. Everybody
listen. We knew. We knew what it was.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you right there.
Yeah, and coming up in the garbage an hour from now, there's some new news about Ariana Grande.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Wow, that was awesome. All right, we're going to go down under for today's Murder Monday. David and Kathleen Burney are Australia's most feared serial killer couple. This is a story about murder, but also a harrowing survival story. See, now I can't speak this morning. Murder Monday is coming up in about 6 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show.